Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And we're coming at ya with another episode. This is our fourth episode of our hot, cool summer season. We're talking all things zombie. Zed word.
Why do you think that?
Yeah, we are talking about 28 Days Later, directed by Danny Boyle.
It's an unfortunate name.
Mm-hmm. Boyle. Yeah, not a good one. Yeah. Not very cute. And besides our bonus episode, this is going to be our last episode of the month. This was Elaine's pick for the month. Would you like to tell us why you picked it?
Sure. As we all know, I haven't seen very many zombie movies. This is the only one I could recall besides like Resident Evil or I Am Legend, which I don't really think are quite horror movies. Mm-hmm. Maybe Resident Evil a little bit.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more action-y. So I chose this one. I thought I had seen it. I don't think I had.
I wonder if maybe you had seen the sequel?
You know, I think my dad owned this one. And so, like, maybe I watched it, but
or
it
maybe you just remember the movie.
Yeah, maybe like I just remember the DVD case.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we ever actually watched it together, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's so many people on this movie. Holy cow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love it. I really liked it. So
yeah. Right on. Yeah, I saw this movie when I was very young, and I don't think I saw it all the way through. So I only remember some clips of it. I do not like this movie.
Oh, okay.
At all.
Really? Nothing about it?
Mm-hmm. Very
welcome to things. My world of hating.
Very
everything.
Few things I liked. Very few. But, you know, it was an experience.
Okay.
It was an experience.
Like this movie. Welcome to really? My position.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, did you like it?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like how I feel. I like it. I didn't say love. I like.
Yeah, there are parts that I really like, and then parts that I'm like,
why?
Not a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
It's, I think, worth the watch, and I...
For sure.
I would probably watch it again. Like, if it was on, I'd watch it.
Had you seen it before?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
I'm pretty sure we had seen it at the same time. Because, yeah, it's... An old one. It was, what was it, 2002?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it since, like, high school.
Yeah. I think we're going to have some very fun conversations today.
Mm-hmm. About I think so, too.
We're all going to have very different opinions. So,
yeah,
it'll be a good time. Yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, you should go watch it so that you don't have any spoilers. And then you can come join us and listen to this episode. Elaine, did you have a pun?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Okay. What does a zombie get when he comes home late for dinner?
I don't
brain.
Know.
Brain. Like it has something to do with leftovers?
Brain.
The cold shoulder.
Oh my God.
I like it.
That's awesome.
All right, well, I'll just pass off the mic to you, Elaine, and you can take us away.
Alrighty. A group of strangers travels to safety during the zombie apocalypse where they meet villains more terrifying than the undead. The film opens with chaotic news footage of hangings, police brutality, and people running and screaming. We zoom out on multiple TV screens where a chimp lies on a table looking at the screens. People in ski masks cover the security cameras and look in on the chimps. They are here to break the chimps free. The scientist catches them and tells them that the chimps are infected with rage. They open one of the cages and the chimp attacks the woman. And the woman's eyes turn a different color. She growls and attacks the scientist.
I totally forgot the intro, what the intro was like. And Again with the fucking homicidal monkeys.
Yeah, kind of weird that happened in both movies that we watched this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. I think it's kind of a cool take, though.
I like it. Yes.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It seemed a little too close to home, to be honest, at this point in right? our lives. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that in this movie. I think it's my favorite part about this movie that makes it scarier to me as far as a zombie movie goes is that they don't die. It's the sickness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're infected with the rage. They don't mm-hmm. die and right. come back to life and all that shit.
Right.
You know, I like that it's just like a disease.
Me too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's totally because that's what we were talking about in the last one with the dead people coming back to life. That doesn't really make sense. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh. But if it's just an infection.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like mad cow disease, but like different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rage. That's an interesting.
The rage.
Yeah.
No, I think
I feel like I get infected with the rage at least once a day.
Oh, 100%. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I really like the overall concept of the entire movie. I just hate a lot of the execution. Like, to me, the intro to this movie feels like a fucking X-Files intro. And don't get me wrong. I love me some X-Files.
Yeah.
But it's kind of terrible in some ways. And so I was just watching this, and I was like, what's going on? Why?
What happened?
Shot some of the acting. I was like, what the fuck is – what is this? I don't like it.
Yes.
The scientist could not have been a worse actor, I don't think.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Holy shit.
I just said that the chick looks like a Kroger Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I could kind of see that, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you're wondering if I had to mute, I did.
Oh, okay.
I believe it.
With all the monkey, all the...
The banging.
The banging and the screeching banging. And stuff.
Yep. And like the red flashing lights.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It's and again, love what they're going for here.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I just didn't really like how they did it.
What about when she vomits on his face?
Ugh. Ick.
I also
ick.
I also ick forgot in a good way. How shitty the fucking camera work is in this movie.
What the
the quality is.
It's so bad. Really Charlotte hard. Was like, what year was this made?
It's hard
Does to Does anybody have watch. A fact about that?
I have no, much. I have many facts.
Oh, much.
You do have facts about that?
About all the different okay, cameras cool. they use. That's about
oh,
all I got.
Wow.
Super.
So was and, it like, intentional?
Apparently. To me, though, I almost well, feel like it wasn't. Like, it wasn't. But they're, like, trying after
trying
the
to cover
fact,
up for
like,
it. Yeah. Make
like it was, and I'm like,
yeah.
That are we watching sense. The same movie? You told me you wanted your shit to look like this, unreadable. It's like worse than watching an old VHS.
Yes,
like,
hard to watch
shit. Yeah,
it looks like it was shot on like a fucking flip phone.
Yeah, literally.
You know, I noticed it, but it wasn't like distracting for me.
Really,
I did notice, and I was like, oh, this looks. You know, bad, but I wasn't like it wasn't distracting for me. It didn't make me feel a type of way.
Interesting.
Were you watching it on your computer, Elaine?
No, I watched it on the TV.
Oh, I was gonna say, we watched it on our large ass TV, so like maybe that's part of it because it was so big. TV, I was just like, oh fuck,
my TV's not like that big or that good, so maybe
no, yours is a decent size though.
Yeah, it's like a nice size, but it's not like the best quality, so maybe I'm just kind of used to.
No,
it's right. giving like gas station security camera.
I said it was CCTV. It totally fucking is.
That's so funny.
Yeah. There are some parts, like in this intro, it wasn't terrible, but I made note in some of the later scenes where I was like, I can't even fucking tell what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. it was
my
bad.
Third note of the movie is I forgot how shitty the camera work is.
Yeah. I can understand how later. I can probably even assume what part you're talking about, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I do get it.
But it's a cool intro. The intro also, in a way, reminds me of the intro to Malignant.
Oh, I never saw
haven't
it.
Seen that.
I don't think I have either.
You told me it wasn't good, so I was like, meh.
It's not. But you should still see watch it yourself. But yeah, I don't know. Listeners, maybe if you guys have seen Malignant 2, you'll know what I'm talking about, but similar. It was a decent intro. I like the concept.
Cool.
Do you guys know if any of the footage that they showed the chimps was like real footage, like in Dawn of the Dead, like the intro sequence to that and Hills Have Eyes and stuff?
Yes. I did read actually that it was. I can't remember the name of the woman who recorded stuff, but it was. Mm. Yeah.
I kind of felt like it probably was. That's very sad. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 28 days later, Jim wakes up in a hospital bed, naked. He looks into the hallway and finds the hospital empty. Outside, the streets of London are quiet and empty as well. Eventually, he tries to enter a parked car, setting off the alarm. He finds a newspaper about exodus and evacuation and a wall of handwritten memorials. Jim enters a church where he finds hundreds of dead bodies piled in the pews. When he says, "Hello," two of the bodies rise and stare at him. He hears pounding on another door and a zombie priest comes at him. He knocks the priest down and runs away. Zombies from the church are now chasing him down the street. He finds two living people who are throwing Molotov cocktails at the zombies and they bring him to safety. An entire building explodes and the three of them run away.
Full on peen.
Yes.
I said, oh, the peen is out.
Just fully...
Okay,
and you know,
so, yeah, what
interesting choice?
Yeah,
oh, Killian Murphy about or, like this peen,
just like, having the peen out. Typically, you'd be in some kind of dressing,
right?
Like you're never just fully nude in a hospital bed. Like it was kind of weird.
It was almost weird. Like he got like mugged while he was in the coma.
Like you know, what? Got to take all his fucking clothes.
Yeah.
But not him.
It was odd.
All the clothes.
Yeah.
Were we talking about in Piranha how, you know, there's not enough pain in movies? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here we go.
Yeah, we got it.
We do.
And I guess, in a sense, it's just kind of like when there's a bunch of titties out in a movie. Like, why? Didn't need to be there. So it's like, just you know,
the thing about that, no though, the thing about titties in a movie is it is there for a reason. Because titties don't need to be looking a certain way to be turning people on.
Right.
Right.
But a little flaccid peen in a hospital.
Like
bed.
It never makes sense for the story. For, right. Like no reason for the story. It's like just totally not purposeful.
I agree.
And so we just have non-purposeful peen.
Yeah.
Non-purposeful peen. I like that as the title.
Non-purposeful peen. I feel that Killian Murphy is ugly hot.
I love him so much.
He's like ugly scary hot to me. He's because something hot. About him is creepy as shit.
I think it's because he's like a fucking villain.
His jawline.
Yeah.
But no, he's creepy hot. He's scary hot.
He's fucking hot.
I don't think that he's that cute until he shaves in this movie. With his like red beard, I'm like, stop it.
That makes sense. I didn't think he was attractive at all. And then when he shaved, I was like, oh, no.
No. Have you seen another stuff, though, Grace? Like, he's very malnourished in this. Red Eye, Batman, Inception. He's in that
Peaky
show.
Blinders.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen. I really like to.
I would really like to watch it, too. I enjoy him, though.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen Inception once, so I can't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I did say that it was really handy that the key to exit was just right there on the floor for him.
Well, convenient there.
It's pretty cool.
We get the first, you know, with the Pepsi.
All I wanted was a Pepsi.
This whole...
You wouldn't give it to me.
The whole fucking Pepsi thing. It's like Twinkies and fucking Zombieland.
Yes.
Yeah. I like this part of the movie where he's just like he's awake and he's like literally everyone is fucking gone. And to me, so like if that were me, I'd be like, okay, so I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just what dead. Death is.
Right.
I'm dead right now. Like I feel like that would just be so
eerie. Scary.
Fucking scary. That part, this is yeah.
Also very clearly where Walking Dead got their inspiration for the beginning of the series.
Yes, I said the same thing. Mm-hmm.
For sure. We talked about how horrible it would be to wake up hungover to the zombie apocalypse, but can you imagine like being in the hospital?
Seriously.
Waking up from a fucking coma? And
everyone is gone.
Ugh.
Good God.
Horrible.
So it is such a trope now in horror movies, or in zombie movies especially. I feel like that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I wrong? Like hospitals? Yeah, no, or like people just waking up to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just an easy way to like sort of
start it.
Start it, yeah. Because they always like not
see it all.
Yeah. I guess this is the one of the only few ones, but they don't really like tell you what happened, what started it.
Right.
Yeah. Where this one does, but he still just wakes up to it. Mm-hmm. So bizarre.
I kind of like that they did that instead of like in Dawn of the Dead where it's all still happening. Like it's all happened.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like it's right.
This
very
is the aftermath.
Mm-hmm. And he's just there and has no fucking clue what happened at all. I like that a lot.
I also really like how the music builds when he's walking through the city. And then when he gets to like the wall, the music is loud and.
Yeah, because it starts off totally silent, which I like.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Because that's how it would be. It would just, there would be no noise.
Ugh. Yeah.
Mm. No.
It's a little long.
It is a little long. It does take a minute.
That's what she said.
I like when he gets into the church and on the wall it says repent, the end is extremely fucking nigh.
I wrote the same thing down.
I love that. I also love when he's in the room with all the dead people or whatever and then it looks like the stained glass.
I said it looked like a Renaissance painting.
Yes. And then you see the one guy pop up.
What was that about? That was creepy. So creepy because he's like mouth agape.
But yeah, just like stares at him.
Why did he not like run at him?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think they do after the priest.
Yeah, they do.
After him.
I just feel like they stood there for so long, just like looking at
him. Right, like why not like right away?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's fucking creepy though.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
This whole scene too just was very like Jonestown-esque.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because they're not all zombies, so clearly they did something there. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Right. Yeah, that's
That was my impression, too.
Wow.
Like, that's fucking dark. For sure. You know, that's... I like that they added quite a bit of... They added that a couple times in this movie, and you don't see that a ton in zombie movies, I don't think. So that
would definitely
kind of layer to it.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I do enjoy when the priest comes towards him because he like hits him and then he's like, "Oh, sorry."
he doesn't fucking understand.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, he's knocked out a priest.
I said, "Bam!" Priest went down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right in the nick of time, there's just two people there to save the day.
Miraculously.
I like that they just set them on fucking fire, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice little callback. Explosion is wild.
It's so large.
So large.
I don't understand.
You guys want to know something fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit is very much real.
Oh.
Real very explosion. Much real.
They did that?
Uh-huh. It was called the Canary Wharf Petrol Station. They had to like file all these papers to get permission for it. And I guess they unintentionally didn't notify the police, I guess, but I'm like, like that's pretty intentional. So they exploded this gas station, and when it was detonated, since the police didn't know, they sent fire brigades, even though there was already one there because they knew that there was gonna be fire. And I guess there was just like this whole conflict and it took like several hours to kind of like resolve like with the police. But overall it cost £250,000.
Holy shit.
Did they get like fined?
No, because they had the papers filed. They just didn't notify,
like, you know, the authorities.
The authorities, right. But to with all of, like, the detonation and everything like that, it costs a shitload of money to
get off. That's crazy.
Which I'm like, I don't know.
Seems a little dramatic.
That much money.
Is it worth it?
Right. It, like, it's not totally worth it.
Right.
Kind of weird,
you
but.
You could have just kept setting the zombies on fire and kept going.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you could have afforded nicer cameras.
Ain't that the truth? Yep. Mm-hmm. Just my thoughts exactly.
Do you want to move on?
Yeah.
Jim and the other two, Selena and Mark, run into a convenience store and introduce themselves. Selena tells the story of what took place. Mark tells Jim that the rules are to never go anywhere alone and to only travel during daylight. They all walk to Jim's house to check on his family. There's a rotten smell as they ascend the stairs, where he finds his parents dead in bed. He takes the picture his mother was holding and finds a note written on the back. Mark tells another story of how he and his family tried to escape, and Selena suggests they stay there for the night. When the night comes, Jim lights a candle and looks at old pictures and recalls old memories. Outside, zombies see the light from Jim's candle. They bust through the doors and attack him. Mark and Selena fight them off. Mark was bitten or scratched. Jim and Selena collect some supplies and leave.
So another thing that really fucking irritates me while watching this movie, because not only is the fucking video footage shit, but then the audio is so inconsistent. It's like hush whispers, but like not on purpose. Like they're not whispering. It's just like it's not picking it up correctly.
Yeah.
And then the next second, it's like extremely fucking loud. And it's like, what the sh? This is, because like that'll happen in movies all the time where, like, you know, the more action-y scenes are going to be louder, obviously. But like, it happens even like just like mid conversations where I'm like, what the fuck is happening with the audio here? It's terrible.
I agree.
There's also just so many points that just drag on for fucking ever. And it's so boring.
Like this part when you're in the store.
Yes. Yeah.
It could have been 30 minutes shorter, at least.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
At least. Probably
because
more.
This part didn't like add anything as far as like visually or with the score or anything. Like him walking through the streets, although it did take a minute, you could feel it building.
Cool.
And it
mm-hmm.
it was cool. It was a cool shot.
What he was experiencing.
Yeah.
Right. But this is just like, okay, we get it.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And I really fucking hate Selena at first.
I hate her.
Because that typical, like, I've been hurt and I've lost people and I can't get close.
Yeah, like, it's so, like, close to anybody.
And I really love that actress. Like, she's great in other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just the way her character was written at first.
And I hate what they did to her hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
very, like, her hair.
It's very, very late 90s.
Yes.
Her character at first is giving, I don't even fucking know her name, because I want to say it's like Michelle Rodriguez or something. She's
annoys me so much.
Rodriguez. In Resident Evil, and she's the worst ever.
Who is this?
You know who she is.
Also in,
you would know who she is. She's in
dumbass
so many things.
Driving movies or whatever.
Yeah,
and she's always like the tough girl. But it's just
in, like,
feels
everything.
Like, guys like me because I drive cars and I'm hard.
I'm not like
and
other
girls.
Yeah,
and that's what it was giving at first. But I do love Selena, obviously. Later. You know who
I'm
out.
Yeah, at first,
yes. She grows on me for sure. But at first, I was just like, okay, fuck off.
It's only been a month. So, like, this man just got out of a coma. Clearly, and she can tell that he just came from the hospital and he has no idea what's going on. So why the fuck are you being so rude?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, don't be such a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Practice.
Well, and
empathy.
See, that's, I don't know. I have a hard time with that in some of these movies with these kind of characters, is I feel like they're like, okay, in order for her to be like a badass, she can't own her
emotions.
Or like,
yep.
You know, and I'm like, what? No, you're just kind of making her seem like a douche. Like, she can be badass and still have emotions and, like, understand
empathetic.
Be empathetic and express her emotions on a healthy level and still be, like, upset but conquering through it anyways. You know, yeah. She doesn't have to be this like deep, mysterious, what the fuck ever it is they're trying to go for. I hate
right. that. Totally. I agree.
I have a note here that, what does it say? It says, haha, that's a great joke. I'm thinking Mark told a joke, and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
He did. He was like a guy and a giraffe go into a bar, and as they're leaving, the giraffe gets too drunk, and he falls down. And the bartender's like, hey, you can't leave that lion there. He's like, that's not a lion, that's a giraffe.
It's a giraffe. That's right.
I'm so dumb. That.
I
was
probably- I did think it was really funny, too.
Yeah.
Zoned out or something.
It just it hit a funny bone. I thought it was funny.
I made a note of the note on the back of the picture.
Oh, my God. That part is so sad.
So yeah. fucking sad.
When he
sad.
Sees his parents. Please don't wake
but
up.
It's yeah. like, please don't wake up. Oh, my God. That is just.
Yeah.
It's yeah, so funny. Lit- sad.
Yeah, that fucked mm-hmm. me up a little bit.
Yeah, same.
No. Very disturbing.
Like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Because something like that was happening and that's the path I chose to take. And Aiden was in a coma. Yeah, I would hope he wouldn't wake up too. Like that's, yeah. oh God, that's so bleak.
Very, very bleak.
I do enjoy his acting here too. Like he just, I don't feel like it was overacted.
No, I think he's a great actor.
I think so too.
And they chose a very good actor for the role, you know?
Except when he's yelling, hello?
Hello?
He says hello so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
It's like his thing.
Mark's story is horrible too about his family.
Dude.
Everyone saying the ground was soft and it was just
yes.
like walking on a carpet.
Trampled.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I can picture it like I picture when COVID first hit and everyone was trying to get the fuck out. And fly away, and then we couldn't because everyone had the same fucking idea.
Mm-hmm. But I was picturing like Astro World.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my fucking God. That show is so fucked up.
Fucked up.
And when he's talking about
reality.
Like, right.
Yeah.
When he's talking about losing his sister's grip.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. This is a fucking bummer.
Such a bummer. And like,
yeah, this movie's a little depressing.
Oh, it's yeah. fucking bleak as fuck. It reminded. There were parts of it that reminded me of The Road, in just like the hopelessness of it all. I don't know if you guys have seen The Road or read.
I still have not seen it, but I am familiar with like the premise.
I had to read the book in high school. It fucked me up. It's not zombie, but it's apocalyptic. I remember finishing it in ceramics class because I was done with my project, just sobbing in the middle of class. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And the movie is just as
The
harrowing.
Road.
Yeah. It's so Ugh. Good. But it's like a one and done kind of thing.
Heard. Okay.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. I think that's why I still haven't watched it.
You yeah. would hate it, Lorelai. I mean, like, you would appreciate it for it being, like, well done. But
Great.
You hate the premise.
Yeah. For sure.
You just said that you believe that they made a good choice casting Cillian Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Want a fun fact?
Sure.
He was not the first choice. First choice was Ewan McGregor.
Oh, I love him. Who I don't love. Think I would have preferred him in the role.
Yeah, I'm not
Maybe
really
though.
Sure.
I don't know.
But
I do love
he
him.
And Danny Boyle... Good old Danny Boy had a falling out over The Beach, which came in 2000, in which Ewan McGregor was supposed to play the lead role, but then it was given to Leonardo DiCaprio. So then he
so
didn't
Ewan
start
was a little
movie.
Pissed.
Yeah, and then the next choice was Ryan Gosling.
What?
What? For this?
That's weird. That's a weird
Allegedly,
choice.
Allegedly, according to IMDb, but then, yeah, they went with Cillian Murphy, which I think was a much better choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Than Ryan Gosling.
I don't know. I can maybe see Gosling just from, like, Drive. That movie. Drive, Blue Valentine. That's a fucked up movie.
Place Beyond the Pines.
Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, okay, so Kayla
he does
knows
do
her
some of those,
Ryan
like,
Gosling.
Yeah, because he does do some of those, like, grittier, a little bit bleaker roles, and he actually does a pretty good job.
I think he's just a great actor.
He's not British.
Yeah, he's not British.
Yeah, so that's the only thing.
British.
No, yeah. I think he's a great actor. It's not that. Yeah, I love him.
Like, why not just go with someone that's British? Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad that they did.
The movie is British.
Well, he's Irish.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Well, I mean, it's all...
No.
No.
Cillian Murphy.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Oh, well...
It's all Eastern European.
They're of the UK areas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Ryan Gosling's Irish? What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, no. I was so
Can we talk about the way Selena just hacks the
mark?
Holy shit. Like,
no hesitation.
Damn.
She's ruthless.
Why don't you hit him somewhere that would kill him the first time?
Because, like, first she, like, hacks off his arm.
His arm, yeah.
And then she just, like, goes to town on him. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Which the gore here is great.
Yep.
Yo,
what you can kind of make out through the graininess of the
footage. Is this the part? Yeah.
Oh, so many parts. This was
there's
one of
so many. Yeah. Same
thing. But I was like, what the shit? But no, pretty good. And I will say this part made me like Selena a little bit more. Because it's like.
You she just doesn't have to be done.
Fucking around. Like, yeah, she's just like.
She means business.
Right.
Like kind of detaching herself a little bit and just doing what she has to do to survive. And it's like,
yeah.
Fuck. Okay. All right. Teach their own. That's intense as shit, but.
Yeah.
You're not dying.
You're not dying. It's true.
I said, was this movie sponsored by Pepsi?
Uh-huh. Pepsi.
Yeah.
Must have been.
So funny.
I kind of like it, though, because people would have been hoarding their water or doing whatever with the water, and then all you got left is fucking...
soda.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Soda, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me, it's like in Wayne's World when they're like
the whole sponsored part. That's all. It's for me.
Yep.
A little yellow, different.
Different. It's like people only do things because they get paid. That's just really sad.
I think they have Pepsi in that too, right?
Yeah, they do.
I think they do. Yeah.
New generation.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, fuck. I want to watch that now.
My next note is the next bit.
Mine is, too.
Mine are, yeah.
As they walk, Selena and Jim see flashing lights on a balcony in the distance and decide to check it out. They climb the stairs of a tall building, and when they stop to take a break, they hear the infecteds coming up behind them. They book it upstairs and are met by someone in police gear who kills the zombies for them. A girl, Hannah, lets them into the apartment, and her father, Frank, introduces himself and offers them a drink. Jim and Selena discuss whether or not they trust Hannah and Frank and say goodnight. On a radio, they hear a broadcast message about where to find salvation. After some debate, they all agree to leave in Frank's car loaded up with snacks and supplies. They pass piles of bodies on the street. They go through a tunnel and drive over a mountain of wrecked cars, causing a flat tire. Now the infected are running toward the group. They all lift the car while Hannah changes the flat tire, and then they all rush inside the car and drive away just in time.
I love the shopping cart sort of
like a thing. Blockade.
Oh, like the blockade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart.
When they're walking before they see the lights, and Selena's talking about how, like, Mark wanted to, like, find a cure or, you know, continue, like, the species and just, you know, that whole conversation. And she's like, what's the point? All I care about is surviving and whatever. And I'm like, okay, but like surviving for what? If you don't care about any of that stuff,
what are you doing?
Right. Like, why are you continuing to fight for your life if you're not going to live a life?
That's where that plays in at the end. You know what I mean? Like, it shows, like...
that she's grown and realized that.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just had, like, a sort of moment as we're talking about this out loud with the ending with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Makes the ending have meaning or make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, like, a cheesy, like, they all survived and lived happily.
Yeah, I hate the ending until just right now.
Yeah. They're.
Yeah. That's why I love these discussions.
Me too. Yeah,
same. Uh-huh. Sometimes I love them and then sometimes I hate them because then it makes me like, I really loved Us. Like we're going to continue to talk about forever probably. But the more and more I think about it, the more and more I fucking hate it.
Right.
And yeah. I don't ever want to talk about that movie again because it's making me hate it.
Oh, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Lily?
Well, just the, like, I understand her mentality here a little bit. Because it's like, okay, yeah, like, why survive if there's nothing to look forward to? But I almost wonder, it to me, it's just kind of, it is just, like, survival instinct. Because if you start to think about it too much, you're going to make yourself go crazy. And you mm-hmm. won't survive. Yeah. You know? So it's like, I think it's, like, kind of how I would want to think I would react in this situation is just taking it one fucking moment at a time and focusing on that and not letting yourself get too distracted by everything else. Cause then, I don't know. I feel like it would just be fucking hard.
And I think part of that too has to do with something that they cover in The Walking Dead a lot. I feel like is, are we going to pick up all these extra people that are going to totally weigh us down and use our resources and slow us down and potentially get us all killed? So it's like, I get that too.
Right.
Like, is it worth it?
Yeah, but then if you don't, then you don't repopulate the earth. But also, like, why would we repopulate the earth?
Right. Like, for what fucking purpose? Right.
Yeah. Like, to rebuild all of this with the 20 people that we have. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. And then incest and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do love when the dad saves them in the stairwell and he's just like totally fucking geared up and fucking ready. I'm like, this guy's awesome. I love
him. You guys know who he is?
Yes.
You won't know, no, Grace.
I don't think so.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Yes. Mad-Eye Moody.
Fucking love
from
him. What?
Harry Potter.
He's from Harry Potter. Yeah. I love him. Also,
he looks so different in this.
He like looks so different.
He looks not fucking insane. He looks all wholesome and cute. He's just a wholesome little
he's just
man.
All happy that they're in his house. I will say though that when they're going up the stairs and then they stop and then the zombies start coming up and Jim is begging Selena to wait gave me the ick. I was like, shut up, Jim. Fucking move your ass. He's like, have Selena. His Pepsi. Wait.
All I want is shut up.
Like, fucking move. She's not going to wait for you.
Just go.
No.
Why would she?
No, she's. You saw her.
She doesn't even care that you're there.
Yeah, you're right. Not going to wait for you.
So I fucking hate this shit. And they do it in Outlander too. When they say creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe.
It's creme de menthe, okay? First of all, there's a fucking E in that word. Creme de menthe.
Isn't it like French?
Oh.
Yeah,
it is. And it's creme de menthe. That's what's fucking grounds. But the British or Irish or whatever, they all say creme de menthe. Oh, I hate it so much. It makes me so fucking
British.
Angry. And every single time they say it in Outlander, and then when he said it in this movie, I was like, nope. I hate it. And so now I just like hate the drink because it's just fucking.
I didn't realize that puts so much.
I know.
No, that's
it's a pet peeve.
Oh my god, when Jim is shaving or trying to shave, the fucking flame on that candle. Did anyone notice?
Oh no, I actually didn't.
Fuck, it's like
paying attention to the sound. Oh fuck! Yeah, that's a fire hazard.
Yes.
So with the shaving,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck again? Shaving when your friends are dying, the world is ending.
Right.
Why do you need to shave?
Why are you shaving? That would be the least of my priorities. Yeah.
Well, I'm not shaving.
I feel like if you're there and you're safe for like a second and you can shave, it might be kind of nice, but I bet it gives
you a feeling of normalcy.
It was dry shaving.
Ugh. You're going to give yourself fucking staph razor burn. Infection doing that shit. And then you're going to die from staph.
Yeah. And then you're going to,
dumb.
I feel like maybe for him it was just like a sense of like normalcy, like one thing that he can like control. Like I can shave, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He shouldn't be.
He should have kept the facial hair though. I wasn't
and the longer hair. I prefer longer hair, but
I liked him with the shorter hair a little bit.
I liked him with the shorter hair too, and I'm a long hair lady. I like a shaggy guy,
right?
But I think Cillian Murphy looked nicer with the shorter hair and a shaved face.
I said, "Oh, his hair is all one length now."
Nice. Mine is, why do people need to feel the need to shave in such crises?
I fucking either talk about the poop bucket, like the crap bucket, just out the window. I was like, that's a bummer.
Also, when he brings Jim up to the roof and he shows them all the buckets, but there's laundry baskets up there.
I noticed that too, dude. I was like, yep.
I also feel bad for whoever the set designer or whatever put all those up. Yeah, that's all I can think of when I saw them all.
Oh fuck! Sorry, I hit my mic. I like that idea, though.
Me too. It's smart.
It's very smart. Right. Mm-hmm.
Resourceful.
Except for the laundry baskets. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That was
probably except for the no rain in 10 days in England, which I think is hilarious that they mentioned that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like constantly.
Mm-hmm. Just the heartfelt moment. You can see that. What's his name? Jim. Jim and Selena are starting to build a bond. A connection. You know?
Yeah.
Connection. Okay. Connection. So see, I don't like it right here because I don't know that he had that idea. But then the dad is like, something like, are you two together or are you gonna sleep with her? Not like sleep with her, but like sleep right. together or whatever, you know what I mean? And then I don't know that he necessarily had that idea, and then it was like when they went to go to bed, then something sort of, and I was like, don't be doing that just because that guy put that idea in your head.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. I didn't like it.
I can see that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I also don't be fucking falling in love and shaving in the goddamn zombie apocalypse.
God. What are you? Yeah, no, no, no.
No. It's so quick to like, oh, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen in real life?
No. Probably the sex for sure, but not the falling sex, in
sure,
love.
Sure, sure. Get it. Sex, get it.
That get shit, it. Like, absolutely not in the zombie apocalypse. Because.
But I also, it would be so hard to.
Birth control. Which isn't always effective, like to be pregnant during something like that, or risk getting pregnant. Fuck no.
I just think, I don't know that I could concentrate enough to be able to.
No.
I don't know that I could zone out that everyone is fucking dead.
No.
And enjoy yourself?
Fuck and no. Yep.
No.
Especially 28 days after the fact.
Like, yeah, he just woke up from a goddamn coma like 9 seconds ago.
Like, if it had been years, you know, of this shit, then I could see, you know, because it becomes your normal, as we all know. But at first, I'd be like, no.
Okay. I gotta fucking talk about this shit. What the fuck is with the weird ass, like, angelic score that happens throughout this movie?
Oh, my God. Yes, I hate it.
Hate.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hate.
The only noticed that.
The only time I remembered it is after they go to the grocery store is when I remember it mostly.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And it happens when they're in the car and they're like on their way to the tunnel.
I make note of it.
And it happens
several times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's sprinkled throughout a little bit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You're in the apocalypse.
It's like it's, I don't know, like a 90s music video, weird bullshit, like fucking Enya or something is.
I know.
It's Enya-esque.
Enya.
No, I love Enya.
I love Enya. Do I love Enya so for a zombie apocalypse movie? Not so much. Not so much. I don't.
It's definitely not giving so Enya. Maybe, I feel that for sure.
Maybe bizarre that's choice. Why I didn't like notice or it didn't bother me. But
it just is so ill-fitting.
Well, maybe it's just supposed to be like a hopeful kind of, like, you know how sometimes composers use the score to drive the plot and they do it for like different characters or things like that. Maybe it's just to give you that feeling of hope.
Yeah.
In those moments.
I think probably.
You know, it annoyed me.
Same.
How did, speaking of annoying, how did you feel about the car driving over a pile of cars in the tunnel?
Jesus fucking Christ.
No. Mm-mm. No.
That fucking car.
Oh my gosh. Also, before they even leave, I'm sorry, I totally forgot this. They're like standing on the balcony talking about what they should do. And Hannah's like, we should go. It would be really good. Like, she's so bad.
Oh,
maybe you need us just as much as we need you.
Oh, I wrote that as well. I was trying to see if I made note of it.
It was a really good impression.
We need each other.
I said, oh, she speaks?
Yeah, she's so dry. She's like, da, 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 da.
Later when she's like, after she's like taken some kind of downer, some kind of medication.
Value. Like,
oh, she's acting the same.
Oh, she's the same.
She's acting exactly the same was. It's so bad. She's terrible. Poor thing.
This not her gig. Right here, I put, what's with the fucking hopeful music?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird as shit. Kayla, I'm going to like record a clip of it and send it to you because it's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, because I can't really recall. Like,
because there's like vocalization and everything too. Yes. It's not just instrumental.
Yeah.
Here is my notes right here. With the little girl, what's with the hopeful music? So many dead bodies. The fucking tunnel? No thanks. Shit idea. Still with the hopeful music.
Yeah. So we're not, none of us are here for the whole tunnel scene.
I mean, a good scene, but it's just, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't have happened.
Why did you? Why is that a good idea?
No.
Wouldn't have gone that way with the car.
You know what, though? I'm really glad that they got a fucking flat at the end of it because I was like, no fucking way, first of all, that they do this and then they come out totally unscathed. Right. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that there was some toil.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so a little bit of anxiety here.
Yeah. And she's changing the tire. And which, by the way, I think it's really cool that they had her change the tire.
Yeah.
And not one of the dudes, you know?
Me too.
Yes.
I did enjoy that. If this is how they train NASCAR people.
Oh, probably. They probably put them in this exact simulation.
Yeah, a zombie simulation.
And that's how they get so good.
Mm-hmm. Especially the rats. Like, it's like,
yeah, it was like that. Oh, the rats.
Oh, the rats.
I was worried at first. I was like, are they going to be zombie rats? Are they
zombie rats? That's what I thought too.
Oh, zombie rats.
But they were
fucking rats. No, they were not. Rage rats.
I cannot. I love them. I love rats. I want actually.
I'm I don't think anyone. I don't. Maybe one, but Elaine, I don't think you would like them if you saw a swarm coming to you.
Probably not. But domesticated rats are really cute,
right?
Oh, they are very. And they're sweet. Really, they're really very cute.
Like sewer.
But if we had some like jumbo sewer rats.
Oh, you were
fucking hundreds of city
style.
Well, I've seen rats in the wild, if you will, before. And I mean, they are just doing their little damnedest, okay, in their little rat lives. They're doing the best.
Yes, I don't want it near me.
I am agreeing with you that hundreds of them I would not like.
Yeah, no. That's too much.
I don't want one. Leave your own little life over there.
Do you want to know something, though? The domesticated rats only live like 3 to 5 years.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, it's a little bit sad. They didn't live very long. The
hamsters that we have are only going to live for like a year.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't dig on rodents. We had a mouse over the winter. I think it just came in because it was cold because we keep a very clean house. And when I fucking saw that mouse, I screamed. It just like fucking came out of the kitchen. It just looked at me and I was like, oh.
You know what it said? It said, ma'am, you keep a very clean house. May I stay here for the winter?
No. Oh, no. That mouse was dead the next day.
Big rats freak me out. The little tiny mice are very cute. I like little mice.
They are so tiny and cute. Mm-hmm. And he said, ma'am, your house is so clean and warm. May I please stay here?
No, okay.
And he said, no, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah. We got traps. And Zach and I heard it. We heard the trap go off the next day. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was.
Did you feel a little bit bad?
I did a tiny bit, but I was like,
I'm glad that sorry, I'm my glad dude. That.
This, I'm glad you have a little house.
But you can't
be having mice in my house.
They do reproduce in like a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, no.
You get one and you got to take care of it, unfortunately.
They're a problem. Yeah. But they're sweet.
They're so cute. I love a rodent. I really do.
Look how tiny they are.
And I love a ferret.
Oh, no. I love ferrets.
I love ferrets.
They're like little worms. Oh, they're so cute. Every time we go to Petco, we'll go to and look at the little ferrets, and they're just all spiraled up and just sleeping together. Yep. And oh, God, they're so cute.
I know. I had a neighbor that had a ferret. His name was Scooter because he used to scoot his little butt around.
Oh, that's cute.
They just smell like ass.
They are a little bit stinky.
They're stinky.
Anyway, I do love a rodent.
I like the zombies running toward him, you know, and they're like, oh, the mice are running because the zombies are coming, you know, and they run toward him, and then they all get in the car right in the nick of time, and they drive off. But then all the zombie extras just like pause.
Yes.
And they don't look like zombies at that point. And I'm like, what is this?
I should have been cut sooner.
They just look like people kind of like standing around waiting for their next direction.
What did you say it was? What did you say Homeboy was in Night of the Living Dead?
Me?
Oh, NPC.
NPC. Yeah, that's what he is. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that either. Jeez.
I totally agree.
It was just like really fun. Well, we did watch this really late one night, so maybe I was just like fucking zoned out and tired.
I mean, it is a quite boring.
It's like
at times
there are really great parts, but then there are parts where it's just like, oh man.
Yeah, yeah, man.
For fuck's sake, let's get on with it here. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that was just a part I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I just said,
they just kind of stand there.
More flute music.
What?
There's more flute music.
Flute music.
Flute music.
Hopeful music.
Yeah. You guys want to move on?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. I do. All right, let's do it. I almost muted. Ha 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 ha. Okay. The group finds... Okay, I'm also going to apologize to everybody for the amount of times that I say the group and the base.
That's okay.
I mean, how else are you going to...
Yeah,
it's the gang.
They're a group of people.
Yeah, I say the gang every time, so it's fine.
Okay. The group finds a grocery store and decide to grab supplies. They stop to siphon gas from a semi-truck. Jim goes inside a restaurant nearby and finds more dead people. He says, hello, and an infected kid comes running toward him. He kills the kid without hesitation. Later, when they stop for lunch, Selena and Jim walk together and have a deep conversation. Then they all decide to stay there for the night. Jim and Hannah take Valium so they're able to sleep. Jim has a dream that he wakes up all alone, but Frank reassures him that he's okay. In the morning, they all head out again. The group makes it to the 42nd blockade. It seems that the place has been abandoned. Frank is pissed and walks off. Above him, a crow is picking at a dead body. He bangs on a wall to shoo the crow away, and when he does this, a drop of blood from the body falls into his eye. Frank tells Hannah he loves her and tells everyone to stay away from him. He begins to turn, and soldiers come out of the bushes and shoot him. The soldiers drive Jim, Selena, and Hannah to a safer base. There they meet Major Henry, and he welcomes them inside. Selena cries to Jim about losing Frank. They start making out, and then Selena suddenly leaves.
This whole scene, like, I get what they're saying, you know, or what they're trying to convey.
Yeah. It didn't do it for you?
They're getting all their supplies. Could have been cut out for me. I'm like, this is
And then where dumb. The fuck all that fucking food? They had like
they had no room.
No.
In that so tiny ass flabbergasted. Car? Yeah. Also, when they fucking drive away, when they're driving through like the field of weird flowers that are painting? Very clearly painted?
It looked like a painting.
I was like, what the fuck is happening? Am I tripping?
I didn't know. That's what I totally made a note of that too. I was like, what the heck? Why?
Charlotte was so weird. Is that what it looks like? Do they drive through a painting in London? Or whatever she said.
It was That's so funny. Weird.
What were you going to say, Kayla? Did you have something to say about the...
Oh, I kind of enjoyed the grocery store scene just because it felt hopeful to me. I felt, dude, like fucking in Romeo and Michelle's when they're watching Pretty Woman. And she gets all excited. I just get really excited when they finally let her shop. Like, I was just excited for them. I was like, oh, yeah, real food. Get food.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Do I like the grocery store part, but except for the fruit part, but that makes more sense now that you guys have explained it to me.
Is when my favorite part of that scene is when Frank leaves his credit card on the counter when they leave.
Yes.
Yeah, I did think that was funny.
I think that was cute. Because he's like, fuck it, man. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I got everything I need.
That was funny. But I just am like, okay.
Yeah,
Where is the story going? Where are we going here? Right. We're like an hour in.
Yeah.
If not longer. And I'm like, fucking let's get on with it here. Jesus Christ.
When Frank siphons the gas.
That grosses me out in every movie.
Everything, yeah. It makes me really sad with the baby.
Oh, the baby. That the baby fucked me up.
It was very gross.
And the kid, too. Like,
yes, yeah.
The kid.
I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but he looked like the kid that they when Jim like finds all those written memorials before he goes in the church, they like zoom in all weird on one of the kids' pictures, and I it kind of looked like the same kid. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
And yeah, this whole like family in the gas station. I'm like, so is it like a suicide by food type deal? Because they were all sitting around eating. None of them are zombies.
Right. Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Like rat poison or something in the food.
Right.
Oh. Rat the poison.
That's kind of what I was getting. Because there were like plates of food. They were all like kind of sitting around like together.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a pick that up.
So again, they pulled that one out again in this movie. And I don't know. Just an interesting motif.
Mm. Also, when that kid jumps down, though, he's like totally fucking silent. He doesn't make a single sound.
Yes, it's a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why are they always lying in these movies? Tell them what the fuck happened.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
I think to some degree, Jim was like ashamed because he killed a kid, even though he had to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he just felt guilty.
I get that, but still it's important
because that was the first time he'd killed somebody, obviously, you know. And so especially because it was a kid, he just didn't want to talk about it, I guess.
Maybe.
But yeah, this is another time I noted Selena's hair is so fucking bad when her and Jim are walking and having their conversation. Holy shit,
honestly, I couldn't even fucking tell you what that conversation is about.
No.
I totally tuned out.
I think Selena was saying that she was kind of understanding more like what Mark was feeling and Jim, and just that her feelings about it all are changing.
Gotcha.
Is this when they're at Stonehenge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just stay there?
Right? Nobody around. It was beautiful.
I would stay there.
They believed that there was the cure to infection.
Okay. I have more to add to my video that I made then. I would like to make a new video. There's no other, like, camp that's going to save you. Everyone at that camp's dead, okay? Your brother's not there. Mm-hmm. Your fucking, what family? There's no other camp, okay? No. Everyone's dead. Mm-hmm. Don't be shaving. Don't be fucking falling in love. And everyone's dead at the goddamn camp, okay?
Yeah. Don't be going to some
Don't believe the radio. No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. It's never good.
It's never good.
Did you watch The Walking Dead? Huh?
Or any zombie movie?
Any zombie movie ever. Any apocalypse movie ever.
Stay where you are. If you're, like, good, fucking stay there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they could have gone to that grocery store, got supplies, and gone back to Frank's apartment, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even better. They're high up.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping outside? No.
Mm-mm. No.
I would not be able to sleep. And I wouldn't fucking take Valium so that I could sleep. I would want to be alert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like not even a tent or like a blanket.
Well, there's like a house like a little bit further down. Why don't they just go
like a barn or something?
Yeah.
It just seems very exposed and like, no, thank you.
No,
it's just the bug factor alone.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little girl takes the Valium.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to me. I don't know why. It was just like, Dad, please, please, I want the Valium, please.
And I'm like, I really hope that the dad doesn't regret that.
Right. Know? Right.
Like something bad going to happen. And then, you know.
He's going to be dead in about 5 minutes anyway. Mm-hmm. I actually can't with his death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bummed me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. When he has that dream that he wakes up and everyone has left, and then Frank like shushes him because he's dreaming.
I love that.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, fuck. That broke my heart. Mm-hmm. That broke my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Yep.
And again, with this good acting, like in his nightmare, like he seems so genuinely like just afraid and like
afraid.
Broken.
Hello? Yes.
You know, he's like, like he's just, oh God.
So sad.
Have you guys ever had a nightmare where like you legitimately thought it was real?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you then wake up from it and you're like, oh,
yes. Uh-huh. And then you cry about it.
Uh-huh. And then you try to go back to sleep and have the same fucking thing. Yeah. Like it's like, it's an end or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking. That's scary. So I can't even imagine in this type of situation the types of dreams and shit you'd be having.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think the way that Frank gets infected is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Blood to the eyeball.
Just a little drop of blood.
Oh, just a little.
Mm-hmm.
And that he just fucking left the bird alone. I'm like, why are you so fucking annoyed by this bird? Like,
I think
just leave
he's
it
just
alone.
So upset.
Over it.
And just feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Despair.
It's so sad. He's like, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, God.
And the first thing he does is tells her how much he loves her.
I know.
Very sad.
That would be the first thing a parent would say to their child. If you knew, you know, within seconds that you were going to be either dead or a fucking zombie.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I had a thought the second time that I was watching this. These military fuckheads, okay? They waited.
They waited.
They waited.
One of them. Because they knew that it would be easier to get to Selena and Hannah with only one guy to protect them.
Yep.
Those motherfuckers. Oh, they just come out right at the right time. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fucking pieces of shit.
I will say the turn that this movie takes.
The turn. This in itself, this is more of a horror movie to me. The turn that this movie takes than the fucking... Yeah. Rage.
And I wish that we got to that point fucking sooner.
Yeah.
Jesus, it took us so
like,
long.
Not
to
at
get
all.
Here.
We don't need to.
Well, but like if like that's gonna be the storyline, I'm like, let's get there. Like,
let's get there then.
Good Lord.
Because we had a whole other movie to get to.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's it is seriously like a whole like a second movie. It's like a two-parter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zach made a joke about Frank getting infected
through
the eye.
Hmm.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
That's great. Spot on.
They shoot him too, like, so many times. I'm like, he's fucking dead. Like, stop. Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was unnecessary.
You don't need to traumatize these people like that. You fuckheads.
Seriously, like, that's her fucking dad.
It's like in Cabin Fever and...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones. I can't think of right now.
Yeah,
you know.
Other ones.
You know, all those other movies, you know.
Can I move on to where we meet Major Henry?
Major Fuckface.
Major Fuckface is Kroger Rafe Fiennes. Do you see that? It's spelled like Ralph. Rafe Fiennes, he plays Voldemort.
Yes.
What do you mean spelled like Ralph?
It's spelled like Ralph, but it's pronounced Rafe. R-A-L-P-H. F-I-E-N-N-E-S.
His name is Rafe?
Rafe Fiennes, yeah.
That pisses me the fuck off.
That's a terrible name.
Dumb.
That's what he wants to be called.
Great value.
You should change it. But
wait,
no, I can see that.
He chose that too?
I mean, I don't know.
Even his name?
That's what he tells people to pronounce it, is Rafe Fiennes.
Well, if his parents chose that for him, I hope they're burning in hell. But just kidding.
Yikes.
I'm going to hell too. It's okay. No, but he's very much Kroger, that man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rafe Fiennes. Just say the whole name, it makes it feel a little bit better.
Rafe Fiennes.
Yeah, like
that one sounds word. Like one name. It's exactly. Rafe Fiennes. I hate it so much. Anyways.
I hate that.
Sorry. Oh.
But that's Lord. What he looks like to me. Great value, Rafe Fiennes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. he fucking bugs me. And
oh, as soon as they like, get there,
immediately, I'm like
nope. Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The vibe is so fucking off.
I'm like, no one else is there? No.
Yeah.
No other civilians got there?
Right. That's the thing,
too. They just got like, this fucking zombie chained up.
Yeah.
No. Bad news bears.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Also, I bet that shower was the best shower he's ever had in his life.
He's like, you look like you need a shower.
Yeah.
You look like you need a punch to the face.
His little tush.
His little tush.
Out.
He's nudie all the time. Nudie patootie.
Mm-hmm. Again, I said, you know, why do people again need to kiss in such crisis situations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emotions are running high, man.
Yeah. I do have one last thing that I totally forgot to say, and I wish I had read my notes when you said that Zach said something about Mad-Eye Moody. When he's like changing, I said it's giving Mad-Eye Moody. Because he's like,
he's all like,
yeah.
He's fucking
when he's changing back into the minister's son, yeah.
Yes. He's
like, Barty Crouch Jr.
Barty Crouch.
Freak. His little tongue thing. Ugh. God, I don't want to watch Harry Potter.
God, me too. Tonight. Same. I can't wait for the fall. That's when I like to watch Harry Potter.
Yeah, definitely. That's like supreme superior viewing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not do the next scene?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim goes outside and talks to Major Henry, who shows him around the base. Outside, they have an infected Mailer chained up outside. I already said outside. Keeping him alive for research. At dinner time, they all talk about the infection and the end of the world. Hannah refuses to eat and says she wants to bury her dad. Outside, there is an explosion. The soldiers run out and start shooting down the infected. When they come back inside, one of the soldiers, Mitch, gets handsy with Selena and Jim tackles him. Major Henry confesses to Jim that he promised the other men that women would come. Jim runs to find Selena and Hannah and says they need to leave immediately. One of the soldiers knocks out Jim as they run. Sergeant Farrell is trying to let the group go, but the rest of the soldiers fight to keep the women there. Ew.
No.
Ew.
Fucking no, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they would do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
This is... I appreciate that they took this turn in this movie too. Because I feel like a lot of people don't think about it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's already a very real reality and it's just scary to be a woman as it is. Then you put apocalypse on that and you potentially even being on your own as a woman and surrounded by men and defenseless. And like, not saying that it wouldn't happen to men as well. I just feel like it's
predominantly women.
Predominantly, like,
it is because
a women's issue.
Because of reproductive.
Because of reproductive.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's fucking terrifying. That's mm-hmm. fucking scary. That's, I think, the scariest mm-hmm. part of this movie. It's fucking scary.
100%. They're scarier than the fucking zombies. 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They are the villains.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I hate them so much. I can't tell what their faces fucking look like from this stupid-ass footage. But right. I hate them nonetheless.
I also hate the guy chained up. That clearly was like their friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're trying to see how long he can until it takes for him to starve to death.
God.
It's horrible.
They would do that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, these fuckers would also vote for Trump, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
100%.
Well, like, I can appreciate wanting to learn more about this virus and try to understand it, you know, as a way to try to beat it.
Yeah.
But being like intentionally cruel like that just because.
Especially that they knew him.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
The whole conversation that they have at the dinner table about, oh, it's just man killing man or whatever, people killing people. It's like, for you, right. Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
The eggs Ugh. Are off.
And Hannah's like, yeah, well, that's my dad you're talking about, you know.
Right, exactly. I also hate that he asks her, Hannah, if she can cook.
Oh.
Same.
Fuck
you. Nope.
That's Why? Because when she's I started little girl. To know. I was like, mm-hmm.
Same.
Okay, is this where we're going? Is this where it's going right now?
Yeah.
I just
goodbye.
Don't know.
She's a little girl. Like,
yeah, right. She's like fucking 12.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like trauma blocked this part out of the movie because I really don't remember any of it. And Charlotte was watching it with us, and I was like, "Whoops,
oopsies, don't talk to men ever."
Luckily, it doesn't get like graphic, but
yeah.
Still, just the concept of
the idea
implication.
When they're still at the dinner table, I'm sorry, I can't get over it. Farrell, Major Farrell or whatever, is saying that if the planet wipes us out, it's a return to normality. And I fucking love that because Mother Nature does have a way of resetting itself. And like, if wiping all of us out is how it's going to happen, then it's just going to happen. And that's Absolutely. What it is.
Right. And it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are the current virus infecting the planet.
Yeah. And I promised them women, but like you said, Hannah is an actual fucking child.
She's
like
a child.
And I hate that Jim follows. Sorry, I cut you off, Kayla.
No, go ahead.
I hate that Jim follows other guy instead of going with Selena, and like he like volunteers, like voluntarily goes that way.
Mm-hmm. Because you can tell that the vibe is off even before he says that to Jim. Like, it's just with the way Mitch was super handsy with her and just like, it's just
how
off.
Things are being handled. It's like, right. No, this is not right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just hate, I guess I hate like the verbiage that he promises them women. Like, first of all, fuck you. Who are you to promise a human being to anybody?
Yeah.
And secondly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, continue. I was just agreeing with you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And second, he's talking about how he found one of the soldiers like with a gun in his mouth a couple days ago or whatever because he just feels like it's hopeless or whatever. I'm like, it's been a month. It's been a month and you're feeling that, like you have to repopulate the fucking earth already. And it's not even the fucking earth. They talk about later how it's literally just Britain.
Right.
Fuck you. What do you mean?
Well, it's like boo-hoo. So you found one guy who was potentially going to, you know, do it.
Off himself.
Take himself out. And that makes it okay to then trap women and use them for whatever you wish and against their fucking will.
And now that he's going to be able to have sex, he doesn't feel that way anymore.
Right. It's not like about repopulating the fucking earth.
No.
That's not at all what they care about.
Getting off.
Yes.
Because they're fucking pigs.
Yeah.
It's
so rage.
I think it was serendipitous that this ended up being my movie choice. Because I was like, yeah, fuck these men. Fuck them all. Kill them. Like,
yeah, it's just...
Yeah, I cannot. It's so gross. Oh, and God, the way that he fucking, the way that Mitch talks to her.
Mm. Oh.
With the, no. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
I can't.
It just, it goes south so fucking fast.
So fast.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's been a matter of hours.
These poor people just thought that they were going to have sanctuary. Refuge. You know, like. Mm.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Do you guys recognize the... Oh, sorry.
No. Oh, just how he knocks out Jim.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize the guy who cooks for him?
Kind of.
Familiar, but...
He's the dude that Alice is supposed to marry in the live-action Alice in Wonderland. With What's Your Bucket?
Oh, I saw that when it first came out in theaters, and I have not seen it.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like it at all, but I can't stop picturing his face.
Oh, God, I don't really remember that part.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
This guy in particular kind of made me think of this, but honestly, this movie, it's like if Skins was a zombie movie.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Very Skins-esque. And it's of the same era that Skins was also made. So it's
and it
like
also looks in like country it was too. Shot on a flip phone.
Mm-hmm. I do love me some Skins.
I honestly love same. That show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all of my notes are on the next spot.
Okay. Should we move on? Okay. Farrell and Jim are chained up now, and Farrell is rambling on. Two men come in and lead them into the woods. They pass a pile of dead bodies. After they shoot Farrell, the two soldiers fight, and Jim hides among the dead bodies. Once they've run off to find him, Jim starts running on his own. He sees an airplane fly overhead. Back at the base, Major Henry orders that the women need to dress in different clothes. The men force them to change. Selena kisses one of the soldiers and gets them to leave the room. She tries to give Hannah a Valium, but a soldier catches her before she's able. A siren goes off. It's Jim cranking it at the gate. When the soldiers arrive to search for Jim, he knocks two of them out. Infected start coming after Major Henry, and he runs into the woods.
This is where Farrell was talking about how, like, there's still planes flying overhead, and, like, obviously the rest of the world is still functioning, and that this is only happening in England because it's a fucking island, and that it's not the end of the world or civilization. And that's when I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So all of this is just fucking stupid with them saying that they need women to – because women are the future. And I'm, ugh, motherfuckers.
No. No, no.
Mm-mm.
Pieces of shit. I'm not going to lie. I didn't take a whole lot of notes here just because, like, so much happens.
I know. I don't really have too much either.
Back right here, I'm like, oh, my God.
And it's kind of just, like, all the same thing. It's, like, Jim running and then – everybody's running.
I'm so glad that Jim gets away.
Yes.
Yeah, same. Mm.
Super smart of him to just, like, hide in with all the dead bodies.
Yep.
I love the part that Selena gives Hannah the, like, she's like, okay, I got to do this. I want to kiss this dude to, like, get my way.
Yep.
And then she's like, you have to take this. You know, I do love that.
Like, as fucked as it is, Selena is having to detach and think of what's – and, like, put herself aside and think of what's going to help Hannah and how she can potentially save or, like, make things better. Less horrific for her.
Yeah.
I know.
She understands the reality.
Right. Right. Because Hannah, I think, to some degree, doesn't really understand, like, what the intent is. But yeah, it did kind of break my heart a little bit when she's like, are you trying to kill me? And she's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
What does she say?
I'm trying to make you not care.
Yes.
Oh,
but then this is where Hannah still is giving
still
nothing.
Just Hannah.
Oh, God. Hannah, give us some fucking emotion here for
please.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, seriously. Ooh,
she is just a terrible little actress.
She's just dry.
Dry. But not in a good way. Not, like, funny. Jim creates a diversion.
I ate my grandma.
I think, okay, this was another part where I'm like, fucking let's get on with it.
Yeah.
There's so much back and forth. And, like, we get it. Like, everything's going crazy. But at the same time, it's taking for fucking ever. And I'm like, oh, God, I just want this to be over. I want this to be done.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Cool. All right, well, I'm ready.
You ready to finish it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back at the base, Hannah and Selena sit in their new dresses. Jim has made it back and he frees Mailer. Hannah's high as a kite and Mailer comes inside and attacks the soldiers. Jim watches from the outside and when he feels it's safe, he comes in and stabs Jones through the stomach. Hannah finds the picture of her father and mother. An infected comes in and she hides behind a mirror. Jim is searching the house for the gals and he finds Selena being dragged around by Mitchell, that fuck. Jim comes in and murks him, digging his thumbs into his eyeballs. Selena and Jim are reunited and she kisses him. Hannah, confused, smashes a bottle over his head thinking he was biting Selena. They all escape to the cab where they find Major Henry. He shoots Jim. Hannah drives him away and lets him be taken by Mailer. Selena and Jim get in the cab and they all... I'm sorry. Selena and Jim get in the cab and Hannah drives them through the gate. Another 28 days later, Jim wakes up bandaged in a bed and he finds Selena sewing. They all rush out together when Hannah says it's coming. They stretch out a big ass sheet. As an airplane approaches, they wave their arms to get its attention. We don't know if the airplane comes back for them because the movie ends. The end. She don't like it.
It's fucking ending.
Yeah.
I don't know
who says it to whom, but somebody says, "You soppy cunt." And I thought it was hilarious.
I enjoy that. Mitchell says that. Mitch says that to the guy with the hat when Mailer comes in.
He's like, "Why are you standing there?
Go get him.
You soppy cunt."
Yeah, I love it.
Real fucking funny.
Go get him.
I made a note. I mean, note that the score here is quite awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again.
God, mm-hmm. I really didn't notice. I don't know.
Were you paying attention at all?
I was, but
this is your volume on.
I don't have any notes that, like,
you didn't notice the naked people.
Bothered me or didn't bother me as far as, like, the score goes. Only at the beginning.
It's
like,
not terrible.
That's fucking funny.
I will say I kind of just like tuned everything fucking out until Jim comes back. Ooh. And he attacks the dude that was attacking Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Brutal. That was some good stuff. I liked that.
It was amazing.
I liked that a lot.
Right before that, though, I made note that the zombies or whatever you want to call them in this movie are like squirrels and they just get distracted. And then mm-hmm. just kind of stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very annoying to
me. They're weird. They're very weird. I also don't love their contacts they use on these zombies.
No.
Like, I couldn't even tell.
Obviously, like, contacts. Oh. You know?
Are they yellow or are they red?
I thought they were red. I think maybe...
It's giving Fright Night, you know?
I just had a thought. I wonder if they used shitty cameras or made it look shitty so that they didn't have to do better special effects.
Oh, shit.
Would you guys like to just hear now why they did the shitty cameras?
Up to you.
You want to wait? Okay.
Yeah.
I like to wait.
Oh, I was just kidding. I don't really care. We'll wait.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, wait, Lorelai.
Great.
Just kidding.
Kudos to Hannah, though, when she hears the zombies coming and the way she, hides behind the mirror and she's
ripping her body strength. Holy shit.
I know.
On those teeny little... Yeah, no.
I do not have.
Stressful.
I have to have Kayla come over to my home and help me flip over the fucking dining room table because I could not do that on my own.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that.
I can do myself up on a mirror?
Uh-huh. No.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
It was just smart, though. Like, that's a good hiding spot.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Hannah's not totally worthless.
Allegedly high as shit.
Right.
So, yeah. What are these? Are these zombies affected by sound, then, is what we're assuming?
I think so.
Yeah, I would say mostly sound.
I fucking love how he fucking pushes his thumbs in.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn eyeball.
And the gelatinous marble.
Mm-hmm. And into his gelatinous marbles.
He just
would just squish him like
unleashes on his ass.
Oh, they would.
Oh, God.
That's one of the
just like
oh god, if you just like poke your eye a little bit.
Oh no.
That's a good self-defense tactic.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
It really bugs me.
There's no way I could do that though.
No.
It's literally my whole job not to poke someone in the eyeball.
Right.
With the most extremely sharp tweezers in the entire world. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I could do it.
No. I can't stop thinking about it.
It's one of those that like really bothers me. Like when people are being dragged and their nails, you know, scrape or get pulled off, that bothers me. And this does. Anytime anyone gouges someone's eyes out. It's done well, but
it's good.
Well, and I love how Selena reacts because she's like,
yeah.
Is he
unhinged?
Infected?
Right. Like, is he have the rage?
Fuck? Yeah. And then so she's just holding up the machete or whatever the fuck it is. Like,
yeah.
I like when she comes to him and waits and he was like, that was more than a heartbeat.
Yeah.
She
said
that if he was infected, she'd kill him in a heartbeat. It was just kind of cute. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I am okay with the kiss here. However, not in a romantic way. I think because if someone were to save my life in this situation, I would just like, God damn it, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to thank you somehow.
Right.
Not romantically.
When fucking just, Hannah comes in. Just. Here,
oh, yes. Yeah, with a glass.
She says, not just hide. Oh my god. Oh, so when they find Major Henry.
Oh, good god. I'm like, end it.
And he fucking shoots Jim. God damn it.
God, all the hell. I was like, if I was this motherfucker dies right now, come the fuck on.
It was very smart. I like what Hannah did, though.
Me too.
Yes.
Really
like that.
Yes.
For being stoned, she was quite quick on her feet there.
She's quite quick on her feet the whole fucking end of the movie.
And maybe
she just needs to be high as shit the whole time.
All the time.
Useful.
All the time.
But she doesn't say
the brain starts fucking going.
I do love how Major Henry dies.
Yeah. Bye.
Because he gets attacked through the window, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That I like what she does there.
Yeah, also, I like that.
We didn't talk about the fact that they call them the infected.
Infected.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The infected.
The Z word.
The Z word. Yeah.
When he wakes up or whatever, and he's in the bed and says 28 days later, I said, is this another coma? Because this is not healthy.
No, this should not be happening.
No.
I hate the transition between these two scenes, though, because they crash in the car and it's like a still shot. And I'm like,
the still.
Oh, yeah, I hate that shit.
And then it's like some choppy montage-y bullshit. Yep. And I'm like getting wrapped up. And I'm like, this is so fucking bad.
Oh yeah,
this is so bad.
Hospital or something, and she she has to bring him back, and
I forgot. Yeah,
like, yeah, sure, that would happen.
And then they're in the cottage, and I said, "This is giving cottage core."
Yep.
I did say that Jim runs like a fucking doofus all the time.
He's always running like this.
He looks like fucking Gumby when he runs.
Yeah.
He doesn't keep his arms at his side. They're just
he's always running Phoebe or it's giving Julie Andrews Sound of Music.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Just gallivanting through the hills.
Yeah. I do like that we see the zombies starving on the side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how long it takes for them.
That's it takes cool. I like that.
56 days.
It's a long time.
It's a long fucking time.
So I think that maybe because Ronald and Charlotte were talking so much, so I missed a lot of shit. Or because I was zoned out, because this movie does that to you.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The ending makes more sense to me now. Because of what we talked about with Selena, maybe coming to realize that there is more purpose to life. But then also I didn't realize this had only affected where they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, I still hate the yeah. ending, but
which it, I like I how they did it
a
that.
Little bit more.
I like that it was like they. It's just Britain that this affected. You know, yeah. that's cool because it typically is like the whole fucking world. You know, mm-hmm. so I do like that. That's cool.
Yeah,
but I just. I will not be watching this movie again.
I realized why I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Yeah, I think if I watched it again, it'll take a long time. Yeah. For me to be able to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Yeah. There's a lot of things conceptually that I like. And there's parts of the storyline that I like, but I just did not enjoy watching it at all.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm. Yeah,
can't love them all.
No. And it took a while to really get there. Like we mm-hmm. said, there could have been a good 30 minutes cut out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think it would yep. have been easier and more enjoyable to watch.
Agreed.
And if the camera quality was better,
oh my God,
that would make a big difference too, I feel. Because to me, yes. it doesn't feel like gritty, like it was on
no. purpose.
It just feels very low budget.
Right. Yes. Well, and it's like, this isn't fucking found footage. You know what I right, mean? Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
stop. Right. If that's the vibe you're going for, if that's the intent,
right.
then I get
then
it.
That would make sense. But that's not it. So, yeah, I hate
the
it.
Part, I forgot to mention it, but there's a part when they're in the house, like with the dad and the girl at their house, and they're on like the balcony talking about like where to go, or maybe they're listening to the radio, I think, or something. That part to me is the shittiest part.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
As far as quality?
Quality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quality and the whole like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to
yes.
go?
Yeah.
We need you just as much as you need us.
Oh my God. We need each other. But where are we gonna do? And then visually is just like,
bleh.
Right.
Not good. Fuck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember those mm-hmm. like little, you guys might be. Might not know, but the little video like flip cameras, what was it? They're like shot like real quick videos. Is that what they're called? Flip videos? Flip camera?
I don't know the name.
Talking about like camcorders or no?
No, okay. No. But that's what it's giving to me. What the fuck are those called?
I don't have anything else to say about it.
It's a flip. It's literally called a flip.
It's called a flip from when?
Early 2000s? Late 90s?
Yeah, it'd be early
2000s. Oh, it's just like a little thing. And it has a one little thing. Yeah.
Thank
you. I'm like, what is it? Explain it. And I fucking am like, yeah, the thing.
It's just the thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We're good here. That was the fucking movie, you know? So, do you guys like it? Let us know. Woohoo!
Cool.
Camera.
Oops.
Thank you.
Trivia nice. Over here.
Nice.
Good work. Yeah. The movie is. Yeah, it is what it is. You know.
It is. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the best. It's for sure.
Right.
I don't think it's the best, but I don't think it's the worst.
Yeah, we've definitely covered worse. So.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will say it's my least favorite of the season. Nope. No.
Yes.
No, I lied. It's my second least favorite.
What was your least favorite?
Dance of the Dead.
Is it the fucking Night of the Living Dead?
Oh, no. You like this one?
I like this one better. Dead? Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. No. Mm-mm.
I think I'm allowed to have that opinion. That movie's old as shit, and Barbara is annoying. Sorry, Barbara is so annoying. It's
fantastically made.
I agree. I'm not saying that this one's better made, but I would watch this before watching Night of the Living Dead, probably. But I probably won't watch any of these movies for a really long time anyway. Except for maybe Shaun of the Dead, which I've actually watched twice since we recorded.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's just so easy to put on and just...
Okay, everyone's mad at me now, so let's just move on theme. And end the fucking episode.
Theme. Okay. It's okay. No, we are all entitled to our own opinion. You are wrong,
Grace.
Though.
Am I allowed?
Why
am I
wrong, you? Though?
Wow,
you're wrong, though.
It's fine.
Well, let's do that. Burp, 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 burp. mortgage. There's I couldn't tell half of what the blood was.
There's just a lot of vomit. It was, so.
Right. A lot of bodily fluids, but not.
I'd say like a 3.
Yeah, because you get like the arm off at the beginning. And
it's got an arm off.
I'd say a 3. Definitely not higher than a 3.
Sure. I'm good with 3.
Yeah. Is there blood?
What did we give?
Pops his eyeballs.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what did we give Shaun of the Dead?
And
Shaun
when
of the Dead's pretty gory.
Shaun of the Dead, we gave a 7.5.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like a 7.
Yeah, when, I'd say a 3 or 4.
When the guy dies, though, out of the back of the car is pretty bloody, yeah?
I think that was pretty bloody.
I'd say a 3 or 4.
I would settle on
3.5, Lorelai.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a while since we've done that.
No, I'd be good with a 3.5.
It's been a whole episode since we did one, so let's do it.
A whole last episode.
An entire episode. God. Does this movie scare you guys?
I think it just reiterates to me that men are fucking scary.
Right, yeah. It's just, like, the concept and that this is very, I feel, true to how it would go down.
And very realistic.
Act and, like, that is scary.
I think as far as zombie, I think you said in the beginning, but as far as zombie movies go, it freaks me out more because it's not that you don't die and then come back to life. Mm-hmm. You're not reanimated.
Yeah. It's a virus.
Yeah.
It's a virus, which
right.
we've gone through. Right.
I nodded off at like several points during this movie. So I.
No, the movie is not scary.
Did not scare me.
Didn't have you shaking in your boots.
Not one bit. All right, well, we can do our fun facts. Grace, history time.
Oh, yeah. So this movie was released in 2002, written by Alex Garland, directed by Danny Boyle. These men haven't done much. They've done everything together, pretty much. They did 28 Weeks Later also, and then they did Men.
Oh, shit.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd still really like to see that movie.
I know.
I would like to as well.
Mm-hmm. And considering the way that they portray scary men in this movie, I feel like it's probably really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then 127 Hours and Steve Jobs.
Oh, cool.
Couldn't find a lot on this movie, but I don't know. It's really weird. But Alex got a lot of his inspiration from Night of the Living Dead. And a novel called Day of the Trifids by John Wyndham it was released in 1951. That book is about most of Earth's population being blinded by a meteor shower and everyone being murdered by, quote, an aggressive species of plant.
Okay.
Oh, and I said that's getting Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, for sure.
They hate that they're lumped into zombie movies. This movie is lumped into a zombie movie. They hate it.
What?
But
the fuck
but
it they is. Expect slumped
but
with?
It is.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's different. Then this movie is credited as reviving the zombie genre. And this and Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That's it. That's all I have.
Oh, well, cool. Thanks, Grace.
Yeah.
For the history lesson there.
That was snappy.
Also, wait, just kidding. I had looked something up during this that I wanted to earlier. You guys sparked a memory for me. But the hand and foot disease in Europe, or foot and mouth disease, whatever. But it's not hand, foot, and mouth disease. It's really different. That happened only in Europe in 2001, which Shaun of the Dead was inspired by. And I'm wondering if they also were inspired by that. Because, like, it only affected Europe. So I'm wondering.
Could be, for sure. Especially because
it's just
later.
More of a viral take.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was, a year later, and I just copied what Kayla said. So
I think that's a good educational guess.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't find anything that said that, but
probably.
I'm going to say probably.
Connecting the dots there.
Chances are likely. Anyway,
That's it.
Cool beans. Alrighty. Elaine.
Behind the themes. I was yawning. Okay. No. So the budget for this movie was $8 million.
Whoa, what? What?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
What the fuck was it spent on?
That makes me so mad.
I don't really know what it
was. The plane?
The fucking explosion?
Probably. And probably, probably some of the stuff actually that Lorelai has to talk about, but I just read, I would assume. But box office worldwide, it made $85 million.
Holy shit.
So it did pretty dang well. That is in U.S. dollars, all of this, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Damn. The scene, this is a bummer. Actually, a few of my facts are kind of a bummer, so I'm sorry. The scene where Selena and Jim celebrate with Frank and Hannah, which I want to say is like when they're drinking in the apartment, was shot. Yeah, was shot on September 11th, 2001.
Oh.
And Danny Boyle says that it was a strange day to be filming a celebratory scene.
That freaks me out that they would even
continue with shooting.
Like, delay. And again, like, this is just from IMDb. It's not like a direct quote or something that I found, but allegedly, I guess this is what happened. I don't know if they talk about it on DVD commentary or something, but
right.
Maybe just like take a day.
Yeah. At least
one day.
Take a knee.
Yeah.
Kind of a major event.
The infected were played mostly by athletes. Danny Boyle believed that athletes can do things that other people can't do. And I guess that makes sense since they'd be running so much. So
yeah. So and then they just stand there.
Cardio.
Yeah.
NPCs.
Yeah. The shot where Jim sees the dead mother holding her baby is based on a photograph that Danny Boyle saw of a mass of Kurdish bodies after they had been gassed. And this was from the Halabja massacre. I want to say it's Halabja or Halabja. It was a chemical warfare attack, massacre of Kurdish people that took place in 1988. It's really fucking sad. And the pictures are really horrific and really sad. So I mean, it's a bummer, but I feel like it's just like people be taking things from real life and humans are really fucked up. So
art imitates life imitates art, all that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Happier facts, funner facts. After Mark dies, Selena and Jim walk past three broken clocks. The clock in the middle shows the seconds hand stuck at the 28th second.
Oh.
Kind of neat.
That's cool.
In the end of the film, the pilot in the plane is speaking Finnish, and the last words that he said is, "Will you send a helicopter?" Question mark.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, hi, yes, they did get saved.
Oh.
Yeah, and then finally, in an alternate ending, Jim does die. A test audience interpreted this as a sign of certain death for them, so filmmakers went with the happy ending, but we'd probably all die. So I like it for what it is, but I wouldn't have been upset if he died.
Yeah,
if they all died.
Yeah, if they all died, I'd been like, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Nice.
Nice.
That's the end.
Good shit.
Thank y'all.
Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
Hello. So the score was composed by John Murphy. He's done quite a bit. Really the only noteworthy, like, for us, though, that I think would be of value is Snatch, which we talked about recently. The Last House on the Left remake, which we've also discussed. And the Suicide Squad, which
meh.
But he is quite literally a self-taught composer. He was a musician, and a friend of his was working on a movie, and he and another buddy kind of like said that they could compose film, but never had. And then as soon as they got the gig, they went to a bookstore and purchased like a how to compose a film score for Dummies book.
I love that.
And like taught themselves. I love that.
That's fantastic.
I know.
I didn't love the score for this, but that's still great.
Right. But yeah, and he's done like lots of big stuff, and he's really like made a name for himself as a composer, but totally self-taught.
Oh, no, we love self-taught.
Mm-hmm, we do. Danny Boyle imagined or wanted the whole movie set to this certain band that I have never heard of. They're called Godspeed You, Black Emperor. That's the name of the band. Okay. That's the name of the band.
But that's okay.
They're a band out of Montreal. Never heard of, never listened to. But he was a big fan, and he really liked their sound and just imagined that the movie would be set to them. However, they're like really picky about agreeing to licensing for their stuff to be in film. So
how about they
only agreed to license one song for the film, and it's the one used at the very beginning. So Danny Boyle had John Murphy, the composer, kind of like exemplify their style for the rest of the film.
Oh, what's the name again? Godspeed.
It's called Godspeed You! !! Black Emperor. That's the name of the fucking band.
Godspeed You! Black Emperor.
It's the most bizarre band name I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Odd.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm unsure if John Murphy accomplished that or not, as I've never listened to that band, but that's the direction he gave him.
I'll listen right on. And let you know. Okay.
Yeah. And then our ratings for this, we have 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 73% on Metacritic, and 4.2 out of 5 for an audience rating out of 258 reviews.
I think even though there are some boring parts, I believed it to be an objectively good movie.
Most people do. Like, this is pretty high on a lot of people's lists.
I think it's pretty good, but I don't think it's like...
I'd give it a 7.
I think it's good. I don't think it's pretty good. I think it's good, but I don't think it's that good.
87%.
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
I'd give it a 6 or 7 out of 10. I'll agree with that.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because of the concept of it, I agree.
Yeah.
And
sure,
maybe it's because it did like revive the zombie stuff, so that it sort of has a place in culture or whatever for that. You know?
Yeah.
This makes me laugh that they're like didn't want to be grouped in with that, though.
Yeah, that's the dumbest shit.
Like, right.
Okay.
You're literally making a zombie movie.
You made a zombie movie.
The like, undead. What?
Part of your inspiration came from Night of the Living Dead. But, God.
But you're okay. It's not a zombie movie. Okay.
Right. Dumb. Interesting. Okay. Well, to each their own, I suppose.
Lorelai, give us your thanks.
Alrighty. So, the desolate city shots were done, you know, in little bits around London. And they had to close the streets off during the early morning hours on Sundays. Don't know why Sundays, but it was Sundays because there's no post on
Sundays. No post on Sundays.
But they could only do this for minutes at a time. They used 10 cameras, and they managed to capture 1 minute of usable footage. But I feel like there's more than just 1 minute in the movie, so I'm very confused by what they mean by that. But
maybe like they got 1 minute of usable footage out of a 10-minute shot.
Each time.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, right. That makes more sense. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. And then they did the same thing for, like, on the highway where there's, like, no traffic. They had to film during, like, very limited time periods with it being blocked off. The hospital that they filmed at was real, and it was only open during the week. And they rented, like, the hospital itself rented themselves out on the weekends to be used in film.
That's so cool.
Oh, interesting.
And then the proceeds of them, you know, like, it all went to the hospital and, like, hospital staff and, like, that's patients wonderful. And shit like that. Like, hospital funding. So
I like that. Maybe that was part of their $8 million budget then.
Maybe.
There you
maybe.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, you talked about the roads. I mean, I feel like that probably cost
right, that too. Was probably expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shutting down traffic, for sure.
Yeah, location.
So parts of the film, I feel like majority – were shot on a Canon XL one digital video camera.
Wow.
A DV camera.
Cool.
Yeah, right? They're smaller, obviously, and more maneuverable than traditional film. So they thought it was more practical for like the very brief shots that they had to do. No, I disagree. but it is one of the first mainstream films to be shot entirely digitally. So good for them.
Well, you get a gold star.
Yeah, here's a fucking cookie. The decision to film on DV was also for the aesthetic that it gave. Boyle liked the harshness that the DV imagery gave, and he felt that it was very fitting for like a post-apocalyptic landscape that's also very gritty.
Cool.
Again, could have just shot it on a regular fucking camera and it would have been a million times better. I think that's my biggest fucking problem with this movie. It just looks like shit. And it didn't have to look like shit.
No.
It's not found footage. Right. Fucking dumb. So stupid. Again, I think they probably spent all their budget and then were like, oh shit, we could use cheaper cameras.
Yeah.
And we'll just say we did it on purpose. Dumb. Kind of cool though, the flashback scenes of Jim's parents were shot on Super 8 film, which is kind of neat.
That is cool.
And then the extras who played the dead bodies in the church were all college students who volunteered to be in the film. So that's kind of cool. And then the mansion that they filmed at was at Trafalgar Park, which is near Salisbury. And there were still like the owner like lived in the mansion. So even when they were like shooting upstairs scenes, those were actually shot downstairs because the owner lived in the upstairs portion of the mansion.
Oh.
Yeah. And then lastly, the end scenes of the film where Jim, Selena, and Hannah are living in the cottage, those were filmed in Ennerdale.
Oh, yes.
That's fun.
Cool. Where's that household name?
Where's that?
Fuck if I know.
Country.
It's in the countryside.
The countryside?
Cumbria? Yeah. Cumbria? I don't know. Yeah.
And that's what Europe.
I got. Cool.
Super.
Yeah.
Yep. Super duper.
They're real jazzed about their shitty film.
Yeah, that's well, they shouldn't be.
No, they really should not.
Well, cool. I still stand by my thing that they did it on purpose so they didn't have to spend as much on special effects.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It's a fair point.
Thanks for listening to this episode. That's the end of our zombie hot ghoul summer season. And now we're going to be doing aliens.
Fuck yeah.
Name
I'm sure Grace
DPD.
Is thrilled.
But our first episode for this season is Lorelai's pick, Signs, which I'm stoked about. Mm-hmm. If you're not a patron, you could be a patron. You can do that. We have different tiers with different fun things and video episodes. And follow us on social media, Gore Girls Podcast. Send us an email, goregirlspodcast@gmail.com. And then wear your sunscreen and drink water and wear your shoes and lock your motherfucking doors.
And if you're going to make a fucking movie, just use a good camera. Just use a real fucking camera.
Use a good camera.
It's fine. I feel like that should be like rule number one for making a movie.
Rule one.
Yes.
Or... don't shave your legs. Shave any body part.
During an apocalypse?
The zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Don't. Your friends are dead. Don't. You don't need to shave.
No.
All your friends are dead.
It's okay. There's other shit going on.
It's true. Cool.
Don't be making out with people. Don't.
Just don't.
Just don't. Don't. Just fucking just don't.
Just stay where you are.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're naked in a hospital alone.
Then you should probably.
Then you should probably get up.
But. You know,
find some pants and drink some Pepsi.
Yeah, drink some Pepsi.
We'll see you guys next week. We'll be here.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.